Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
I got the memo.
You got it?
Yep.
It is the end of another week, and practically the end of another year, and the end of another era. I don't know what the era, the peace and prosperity of Christmas hopefully is upon you as we begin this hour of the day after Christmas on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Yesterday, Kenny and I were here. Jennifer wasn't. And so today we celebrate Christmas with Jennifer because... She's here.
I'm here. Merry Christmas. Merry the day Christmas. After. Yeah. How was it for everybody? Santa good?
That was very low-key for me. Thank you. And how about with you?
It was good. I had a very busy Christmas Eve, which is why I'm not here with you usually Christmas Day, because
nice
I cook.
Going.
I think I did it for about 18 people.
Yeah.
And nice. Coughed my brains out, because I'm still coughing. And fell asleep on the couch about 2 in the morning.
Well, you could have gotten up in an hour and gone on with us.
Guess what? I could have. And then yesterday, I went to my dad's cousin's house and did Christmas morning with my parents, and it was just a nice day.
Nice. Good. I think it's been pretty low-key. Kenny, how'd you spend your day?
Busy. We had a triple Christmas yesterday.
Really?
We had our Christmas here at home, and then we went to Lisa's mom's. And then we had dinner at Lisa's dad's.
Did you get any sleep?
Not yet.
You haven't been asleep since we talked yesterday?
Not yet.
Kenny needs a nap.
It's coming.
All right. Coming. So maybe we should send him down the road. What do you think, Jen?
We can send him away if you want to.
Yeah. If you want to go to bed, you can go to bed. We appreciate the fact that you've been up. And you have contributed greatly to our overview of what's going on. For example, this week's top 10 topics in talk radio are listed as usual at DougSteffen.com, asking you for you to tell us which one is the most important one as far as YOU are concerned. Not the stats that have come up or come out of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, but what do you think is most important of these top 10? The police killing protests in New York, the latest shooting in Missouri, the interview, and on it goes. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about the press surrounding this film and all the hype and what has come of it as a result of your expectations. Jennifer, you know anybody who's seen this?
I don't know anybody who's seen it yet, but man, what a publicity stunt, huh?
Man, I guess it is. Man, you're right. Man.
Man.
Man, oh man. Kenny, do you know anybody who's been to see the interview?
Not a one.
Mm-mm. Been released online. You didn't have any interest in watching it online? Oh, my heavens.
Not on Christmas. That's rough.
Yeah. Well, the fact that they were releasing it on the stuff that's been released on Christmas, that shooting, you know, the Chris Kyle movie.
And The Gambler. Don't forget that.
Why in the world would people think that would be something to see on Christmas unless you don't believe in Christmas?
Well, you're sick of being with your family. You're sick of the lights and the Christmas carols. And you need something kind of to make you mad again.
We went to the movies yesterday afternoon to see something that we couldn't actually see because there were 2 seats left in the theater and they were down front. And by the time you spread your neck out, no, that didn't work. So we went across the street to the only restaurant, the legal seafood restaurant was open. So we went over there and had a bite to eat. It was very nicely done. We sat in the corner and just talked and ate good fish. And so what we got out of it, well, there were a lot of Jewish people and Chinese people that liked the restaurant because it was open.
That's what they're doing. Now, I thought you were going to have an at-home Christmas, no?
Yeah, we did. We had a great Christmas. I'm wearing a nice, bright red flannel robe that I got for Christmas to keep me warm when I'm doing the program on the farm in the wintertime and a lot of other nice things. It was warm. It was cuddly by the Christmas tree. had a nice conversation about, well, back and forth. Megan brought the baby home. And so we posted some pictures.
It's really cute, by the way. I saw them.
Yeah, really, really adorable kid. So if you're interested in looking at Miles Stephen Fisher, the result of the last 9 months of my daughter's work, and along with her husband who got things started, help yourself. The pictures, what, we have 3 or 4, I think. Did I send you the pictures of us, Kenny, from yesterday, Charlotte and Meredith and me? Standing in front of the Christmas tree. All right, so I'll send you one of those. But the more important pictures, the ones that show the family together at Christmas time, kind of cool. It's just nice. It was a warm, sort of wonderful way. Megan's birthday is tomorrow, so you wonder how all that wraps together. Christmas, new baby, and your own birthday. Imagine that in a week.
That's a lot of work.
It's okay, though. So that situation. But thank you again for the people. I don't know, Kenny, if you want to indulge with some of the comments that are there. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. About the baby or the pictures of all of us. What are people saying?
Lots of congratulations. I had to click on it again because there's so many comments. You can't see it at the... Rennie says, Merry Christmas and Happy Birthday, Miles.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Wendy says, congratulations to all of you. What an amazing gift.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah. Virginia says, such a joy to have grandchildren. Enjoy.
Thank you. Gramps, I'm going to be called. Well, I'm going to be called when he gets comfortable, but we sort of decided. You know, I saw Gramps in print, and I thought, you know, after all of this conversation, yeah, that kind of works for me.
Yeah, but he's going to choose.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, right.
He's running things from here on out.
Carol says you're going to love being a grandpa.
I already do. Thank you. When my daughter sends me an email and says, I'm going to be a fantastic grandfather, that's a nice sign, actually. It's a good sign. Skills. Skills. We have to have skills to do this. Yes, right. All right. Excuse me, Kenny.
Pam says, congratulations, Gramps. It's going to be a great new year.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you for lots of good reasons. Hopefully we're going to quiet down some of the craziness in our world with good thoughts, strong thoughts, because thoughts are things. Anything else you want to add?
Just lots of... There's a ton of comments.
Yeah.
I don't want to... look, Chuck Curry says congratulations.
Chuck Curry!
Movie man Chuck!
All right, so we've covered...
He's probably going to send you a baby gift, like some kind of vampire movie.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know?
Kind of zombies.
Right. Zombies. So anyway, thank you. That's a nice way of having this overview. Appreciate your input, and I appreciate your caring, and it's kind of a nice thing. How many people went to restaurants yesterday, or how many people found restaurants open?
Okay, I didn't. But the weirdest thing, as I'm driving home from my cousin Sharon's, it was like 9:30 at night.
Yep.
Do you know how many people were in the drive-thru at my local Jack in the Box? I was sitting at the red light, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. It was out to the street. There were about 10 cars in line at Jack in the Box.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there you go.
Guess people were hungry.
The restaurant world, as the new year begins, will have a number of things that always happen as the new year starts. The number of calories that alcoholic drinks contain will be on the menu for those who imbibe in most places starting the first
January. If you drink them, they don't count, right?
Drink the calories?
Yeah. It doesn't count if you drink it.
I don't know. I've never been there under the circumstances. You can tell me more about that than can I. What about it? Alcoholic. So how many times a week do you eat out, do you think, Jennifer?
Probably three.
Three times
four,
a week.
Maybe, yeah.
Kenny, how often do you and isn't the whole family because they're pretty much the kids are gone. You and Lisa, how often do you go out to eat?
A few times a week.
Do you? Do you go to anything that's special to you? Do you go to the same places? Do you go find different places that you want to explore? How do you decide?
A little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Depends, you know, what we're feeling like. There are a couple places, local family-run places that we like that we try to visit.
I do, too. I like the local. There are a couple of local townie hangouts here that I really like. There's a little Italian restaurant called the Bella Costa that is cool here. I'm not much. I've never been much on going out to eat. I do a little bit more now because Meredith, every once in a while, we find ourselves at the end of the day. Okay, what are we eating?
What are we doing?
Yeah exactly.
But see, you know, for me, it's a lot of business stuff that takes
sure
me
it
out.
Is. Yeah. And do you go to the same places?
No, I mean, it depends on where my meetings are. I mean, obviously, Bob's Big Boy's a favorite, as you know, because that is our local establishment
right,
by the CRN Broadcast Center.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right. So anyway, just to,
and not to forget Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, also another favorite of Sierra.
Yeah, that's actually we went there. Was it how many Thanksgiving ago did we go to?
That was fun. That was probably two Thanksgivings ago.
They had
maybe
great. It was, the turkey was
and
wonderful.
They sent some home with you.
Yes.
You go to Ruth's Chris on Thanksgiving and you order their turkey dinner and they send you with home.
I always send you home with one. Yep, exactly. Our poll yesterday: did you open presents on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning? 65% of you said Christmas morning, which seems appropriate. 25% said one present on the Christmas Eve, and the others were open in the morning. And 10% said that you opened presents on Christmas Eve. A little bit of, I think it's nice, a little variety is good for all of us. So what else is going on? The world is here looking at the results that after Christmas there are going to be all of these people, especially looking at the economic numbers. Okay, which did better, online or big box store or local retailer? If I were to say, I'm not going to ask you how much money you spent, Jennifer,
but
percentages, of course, we always spend too much.
100% online.
Online, 100%. Kenny, how about you?
For my family back east, it was all online, but for my family here, I went out and found stuff in
local
stores.
That's the way to go. I love to go shopping, but this year it seemed like the season just went really fast and just kind of got away from me, so I did all my shopping online.
Okay.
It's a switch.
So I'm going to maybe surprise you with a couple of numbers, and I'm going to ask those who are listening who think they want to take a shot at this to help themselves to 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG. Where was there more money spent, and how much? Was it at Walmart or online? Online commerce and Walmart. I guess online versus Walmart. Where do you think the numbers are? And I say this because it may surprise you, and it may surprise you because you don't really have a sense as to which side of the coin most people are using. It just depends on where you are in the country. It does depend on where you are in the country as to what people are using for a facility to get the things they want for Christmas. So now the season is over. The buying is done. Yesterday, when we went into the mall where the this legal seafood is, there was a Joseph A. Bank clothing store open.
Wow. Well, I think today, I have a prediction. I think today is going to be a bigger shopping day than Black Friday.
How so?
Everybody that I've talked to has told me, what are you doing this week? Oh, I'm going shopping tomorrow. I'm going shopping tomorrow. Mm. Because after Christmas sales are huge. You can save a lot of money if you go shopping tomorrow.
Yep. Save. What'd you start to say, Kenny?
No, I was just going to say, I was agreeing with Jennifer, it's going to be huge today.
Okay.
And lots of people got gift cards that they want to use.
Yeah, want to use them up. That's right. 888-302-3684. So what was, in terms of annual sales, working on, when I say annual, I'm talking about the Christmas sales. Annual sales, though, as they approach that parity, what the number is amazing. But who did more business, Walmart or the Internet? 888-302-3684. You can be prejudiced a little by what you did yourself. Let me know what you think as we move ahead here. Thinking about how healthy the end of the year and all of this eating, people are going to start thinking about their health again. Pretty much gets put on the back burner, right, for the Christmas and the holiday season. But now we're at the end of the line. So those of you who have high blood pressure, you need to deal with that. Take care of yourself. Order Heart Factors Plus. This is your best chance. Heart Factors Plus is an all-natural formula boosting nitric oxide levels using arginine, which is a mineral. It's really a great substance. Naturally, it occurs in your body, widens the arteries, improves the elasticity of them, getting more blood to your muscles, to your heart, to your head. And so everything functions much better with more blood. You know that. This is the most popular supplement we've ever talked about on this program. And you can get it right now at 800-577-8560. Order Heart Factors Plus today and get a brand new CoQ10 and fish oil formula. A lot of people are talking about how important that is. It really, really is. CoQ10 and Heart Factors Plus at 800-577-8560. If you don't want to have problems with your heart, then your blood pressure Dr. Ken, the cardiologist, says this is the way to go. 800-577-8560 to order.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
So our video of the day today at DougStephan.com features Doug the Pug. Yes, Doug the Pug. His song, sung by his owner Leslie Mosier, is one most dogs can relate to. All I want for Christmas is food! 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 It's very cute, actually. We have the audio, but the video is so just adorable. So check it out at DougStephan.com as we listen to All I Want for Christmas is Food!
Makes me laugh.
Yes, it should.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. When it comes to being hungry, I'm an easy one to please. I don't need to hang my stocking. They're up on the fireplace. Then I won't be getting cookies. They're on Christmas Day.
Who can't hum along to this?
Pretty good.
Yeah. My dream come true. All I want for Christmas is food. Charlotte gets some special treats yesterday, Jen.
Sure.
Did you get treats for your cat?
You know what? I didn't. I'm such a bad mouser.
So, Kenny, what's the story with Doug the Pug, a rising star on YouTube? Somebody else has figured out how to make some money using this.
I think Doug the Pug could be 2015's Grumpy Cat.
Really?
He's really a movement. Cute pug, and they dress him up. He's very expressive.
Really?
It's very cute. This one, he's all decked out in Christmas clothes and surrounded frequently by food, as the video
comes. Uh-huh. Make my dreams come true. All I want for Christmas. Christmas is food. And just the dogs who would be singing this, probably. All the proceeds from the sale of this tune on iTunes will go to the Nashville Humane Association, which is also kind of a plus, I think. Very cool. Nicely done. Doug the Pug. A good charity. Okay, so yesterday, during Christmas Day, we had as our video of the day. If you weren't listening to the program yesterday, Kenny and I were on live very sweetly. I think we had a lot of nice input from a lot of wonderful people who were happy that we were there. Always happy to be on during the holidays, especially at Christmas Day. The new song that we featured yesterday in the video of the day comes from our favorite swing band, the Jive Aces. It's a parody of Meghan Trainor's hit All About the Bass, but it's also a tribute to Bing Crosby. It's called All About That Bing.
Because you know it's all about the bing, about the bing. It's all about the bing, about the bing.
Yeah, you gotta love it, Jen.
It's all about the bing, about the bing.
All about the bing.
It's all about the bing, about the bing. Yeah, it's pretty clear who is number one with more single sales than most anyone. He's got that bubble voice so rich, put all the right notes in all the right places. He's on the radio and on your stereo, fill the air with a magic glow. So treat your ears to listen while you decorate the Christmas tree from the bottom.
Something
to the
else
top
that you will benefit Christmas greatly by seeing. So if you weren't around yesterday and you are normally interested in what our videos are, because they attract a lot of attention, thousands of people check out our videos today, every day, take our poll, that sort of thing, all there as a service and a fun way to get you focused on the day, the Jive Aces and All That Bing. And All I Want for Christmas is Food from Doug the Pug. Check them both out. There they are right now at DougSteffen.com. It's 28 past the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina VandenHeuvel of The Nation. Coming right up, in this month's second enrollment of Obamacare, is the performance so far vindicating or contradicting the fears of its critics?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for VandenHeuvel and Lowry. While many fears about Obamacare haven't happened, remember death panels, job lock, not enough people signing up, is it still falling short of its health care goals?
I don't think it's working very well. If you're going to spend $2 trillion over 10 years, you better be covering some more people so they have met that minimal standard. And this was sold in terms of, you know, the president was out there saying it was going to reduce the costs of everyone's health insurance. Insurance premiums. I think the soundbite was every family's health insurance premiums would decline by $2,500 a year, and that's just complete nonsense.
It was put together in the most hostile of circumstances. It's almost a political miracle it passed. It has done some important things conservatives claim to want to see, cutting the deficit. There has been a slowdown in health care costs. If conservatives are going to cry about entitlements, it has been the ACA has been a big part of slowdown in Medicare spending. Reform in this country is often pretty tough. So I predict here we may not see this ACA reform fully realized in our lifetime.
I'm Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with The Nation Magazine's Katrina VandenHeuvel and The National Review's Rich Lowry.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
At the hour on Friday morning on the Doug Steffen Good Day program around the country and around the world on lots of great facilities. I actually found myself yesterday listening to me on CRN Digital Talk.
Yay! How was it? Okay.
Yeah, it was good. I heard your father's voice in about 15 commercials. It was great.
Good.
I didn't hear yours on any, though. I was wondering where.
I do some commercials.
Jennifer on the commercials. Speaking of commercials, Kenny Kessler is here. Kenny, really, if you want to call it a day, call it a night.
We were just laughing. I'm like, Ken, Doug told you to go. If you're tired, you should go. And he's like, yeah, he told me to go. And then he asked me a bunch of questions.
Wow. I mean, put things in perspective.
And I think he was just getting ready to tell you he was going to leave when you went back on the air. And so I giggled a little.
All right.
Is that what was happening, Ken?
Giggles.
Yeah, I think I'll go ahead. Since I haven't slept in a couple of days, I think I will go ahead.
Oh, come on, Ken. Sleeping is for the weak.
Go night.
That's I'm weak.
Yeah, right. All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Kenny.
Bye-bye. There's Kenny Kessler. He's a good kid. He's a kid. I've been calling him a kid for years.
He was when he started.
I know. Right. So were you. All right. So Jennifer.
Don't remind me.
And Doug. All right. The reality.
Go.
All right, so I asked this question. You can ponder 888-302-3684 after you have pondered. Where was there more business done this year? At Walmart or online? What say you, Jennifer? Want to take a shot at this?
Okay. You really want me to take a shot at this?
Yeah, of course I do.
I think it's Walmart because I don't think that you, just in your phrasing of the question,
right.
I would think that you would not pit a certain retailer like Walmart up against the Internet.
All right. James is listening in Anchorage, Alaska. Merry Christmas, James. How are you doing?
Merry Christmas to you, too. I'm doing an excellent job. Snow removal at Providence Hospital.
You're working on snow removal at the hospital?
Yes, sir.
Could you put a little bit of snow in the mail for me and send it to me?
No, you want to get it from Buffalo, New York.
That's better. Buffalo snow is better than Anchorage snow.
Really?
Right, that's what I've heard.
We've actually only had one day colder than the normal since November.
Yeah.
You know, I've actually noticed that, James, because I have all of this. I have Juneau, Skagway, Ketchikan. I have like four Alaskan cities in my cell phone that I check the weather on daily. And I've noticed it's been warm.
Why?
Because I went on a cruise there twice. And so it's just, I love it. So I look at the weather.
All right. So that makes good sense. All right. So, James.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are you working now or are you on your way home from work? What are you doing at this point in your life?
I'm actually one more truckload after this one I dump, and then we're headed home.
All right, so you really are cleaning up snow.
What's that?
You really are cleaning up snow. I thought you were yanking our...
Oh, yeah. No, we've only got 6 inches all this year, but, yeah, that's where we're at.
What are you driving for a truck?
1993.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
1993.
Oh, no.
All right. So we lost James.
James, we're going to send you something anyway, because that's just mean.
I didn't want to send him anything. I just wanted him to tell us what he thought.
We're sending up something, Doug. Where's your Christmas spirit?
Because Christmas is over now. It's time to get back to reality.
No, don't even give me that. I have got a tree in my house. Until that's gone, Christmas is here.
Really? All right. Well, we have a company coming. In fact, the visitation today and through the weekend will be from... Meredith's daughter and her boyfriend. So we have leave the tree up for that, and then after that, clean it up.
Continues.
Out. Okay, so the question is whether big box stores like Walmart do better than the Internet, and if you have a number that you want to slosh around and give you a little more time to think that up, think it out as we continue trying to figure out what it is that goes on with your money. This is one of my favorite
I really
focuses.
Try to figure that out.
Well, I mean, your money in terms of, we got money spent for Christmas and money spent on taxes. And as we get to the end of the year, there are twice during the year, people really focus on what they're paying in taxes. One of them is at the end of the year because most of us work our tax deals based on a calendar year. And so, at the end of December, we start thinking, okay, how do we save money on our taxes? And then April 15th, another focus on our taxes. The National Institute of Health. In the focus, I have a number of items here just to put into perspective what it is that the government is doing, your government, with your money. The National Institute of Health funded a $387,000 study to give mechanized Swedish massages to rabbits to see how it affected them. $387,000. So how many families is that? What is the annual tax liability for the average family? I think about $10,000, $12,000, $14,000, isn't it? If I remember correctly.
Something like that.
Yeah. So how many families would it have taken if it was 10,000? It was 10,000 average on a family, right? If that's the case, then how many, if it's $10,000 into $387,000, it's 387 families and their entire tax bill for the year was spent paying for a study to understand Swedish massage on rabbits. Good. How do these people face their constituents? The Pentagon spent $1 billion this past year to destroy $16 billion worth of surplus material. $1 billion to get rid of $16 billion worth of surplus. What happened to the program of giving all the surplus material to the communities? Good question, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. What else did we do here? By the way, that $1 billion is enough money to pay the wages of about 54,000 Army privates.
Jeez.
54,000 Army privates. That's $1 billion
and
to destroy.
What was the idea behind the massaging the rabbit?
The rabbit, well, they wanted to find out how rabbits were affected after they had an operation.
So they give them a massage?
They give them a massage, right.
They're going about that the wrong way.
300. You really think that, huh?
I think.
The United States government spent $856,000 through the National Science Foundation to train mountain lions to run on a treadmill. $856,000 to train mountain lions to run on a treadmill.
Nice.
Informing the public about, well, this is better because the public will know, have more knowledge on the behavior of large mammals. $117,000 spent by the Institute
for... I'm actually going to be okay with the lion on the treadmill because the poor guy that has to do that deserves some cash.
Really?
You ever put a lion on a treadmill?
I don't want to put a lion. I don't give a damn about lions on treadmills, but thanks for asking, Jennifer.
Okay.
$117,000 spent by the Institute for Museum and Library Services. This was a grant paid for by you and me to study the culture of hippie communes in Vermont. $117,000 to the Institute for Memory, I'm sorry, for Museum and Library Service. This is a nonprofit, filed for a grant. We gave them $117,000 to study hippie communes in Vermont. All right? Another item of interest. We have spent a lot of money to learn about ants and bees living in their community.
Ant bee living in your community?
Ant bee living in your community. I'm not sure what the exact, the dollar amount here is not clear to me as I look it over. But I was reading the report, and of all of the things I just talked about, I thought this was the best one, honestly. What we can learn from watching ants and bees living in a community, and what it seems to be, at least looking at the results of this, it seems that we can learn from them as to how they work together for the greater good. There's a lesson here. When we see ants and bees, I'm thinking, okay, ants and bees, once in a while you see them crawling out of the ground, but most of the time you see one, right?
But at least those impact our nutrition and our local produce and farm. I mean, at least that's something directly in your life. I mean, it's different than putting a lion on a treadmill.
Yep. More than any other species, the report found, ants and bees function as parts of a whole. They cannot and do not survive as individuals. That's very interesting. They survive as members of a group, and the group survival is the implicit goal of each individual's life. That is, each bee and each ant working. You know, it sounds like communism in a sense, doesn't it? Does it sound a little like communism? There is no, the report finds, there's no concept of life outside the group. So even to use the word individual is somewhat misleading. Humans, on the other hand, strongly value individuality and often negatively associate ants and bees with a lack of independence. And yet, if we look closer at these creatures, we can learn valuable lessons about how we can achieve things when we band together. See, I thought that was the best thing that came out of this. Not that it's a great way to spend $400,000, but ants and bees, hey, maybe it is. Because we need to learn more about ourselves, don't you think? Aren't you fascinated when you learn more about yourself and what makes you tick?
Mm-hmm, I think
it's about it. So they have most ants and bees, the researchers found, have highly specified roles within their communities, some of which are biologically dictated. They work within the confines of their roles, no complaining, never wishing to be something other than what they are. I don't know how they figured that out, the researchers, but they seem to have. I think the symbol here is aim. If you think about self-knowledge, what do you do with what you know? Do you think about that, Jennifer Everett? What do you do with what you know? For example, you knew that there were people in your family that wanted certain things for Christmas, and I'm betting that you went out, took it upon yourself to find these things because you wanted to please these individuals.
I tried.
I know you did. Did you do well?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I can tell you now what I got my dad for Christmas?
Yeah. What, well, you didn't trust me?
The cat's out of the bag.
Yeah.
I am taking him to spring training to see the Dodgers play.
Very cool.
In March. Isn't that fun?
Very sweet. Yeah,
we're going to go see the Dodgers play the Cubs and the Angels.
Yeah. Yep. There you go. So that's a good thing.
What a great gift. He almost cried. It was really cute.
Oh, sweet. He didn't cry, though. I didn't actually cry about anything yesterday. The only thing I've cried about this week is Miles.
That's good, and you should cry about it.
Oh, Miles.
Oh, Miles.
Miles.
Forget about it.
I tell you, I don't want to overdo this, but I found that there was much to be learned. There, apparently, the people who did this study learned about the certain talents that there are individual talents that bees have, and they work putting their talent together in the collective. And that's sort of the gift here of understanding the organization and relating it to ourselves. We all individually have a gift. What do we do with that gift to make life better for the other people in your family, the other people in your society, right? I mean, under the circumstances, the idea that we have a community and we ought to all be working toward the greater good of that community so that our lives are better. We're always in better. Our emotional well-being, I think, is wrapped around being a part of a community. Mm-hmm. The people who had the toughest time this week, as far as Christmas is concerned, are the people who are alone.
Yeah, if you're lonely, of course.
Right. If you're all alone, you don't get jazzed up. I think that's oftentimes if people are motivated to take a spiritual journey of any substance, it's because they're alone at holidays and they want to try to figure it out. Some people are very awkward about being alone, and some people are very happy being alone. If you're comfortable in your own skin, then I think it's easier. But I also think that people, even if they're by themselves, take the time and the opportunity to sort of improve upon life. The so-called self-help movement, a lot of it starts with people who are by themselves. And I don't know if that's a bad thing, frankly. I've been alone plenty of times on Christmas. And I would say I like it. I certainly enjoyed this, my first Christmas with Meredith, more than I can remember any Christmases. Maybe some of the things when the kids were younger. But it is because I've sort of shut Christmas out. Mm-hmm.
It's definitely, this year it was more important to you than it's been in a long time, at least in the time that I've known you.
Yeah, well, I think it's a combination. Certainly Meredith being in my life, the birth of Miles, and what, you know, we understand what life is about. What's important to you? All right, by the way, speaking of that, I'm getting people hollering at me. What's the answer to the question about the changing scene in terms of retail? All right, so you ready?
I'm ready.
Big box stores like Walmart.
Box stores like Walmart. I thought you meant just Walmart.
Walmart and its ilk.
All right,
shall
then
I'm going
to switch my vote to online.
Oh, you are? Well, you shouldn't. You should stay where you were in the first
man.
Place. Yeah. Annual in-store sales, $460 billion. $460 billion. I'm talking about Walmart, BJ's, these great big, huge dispensaries that supposedly have everything in them. Target is another example of that, I suppose, that has everything in it. Not to be confused with some of the specialty stores, like, I guess, Macy's and what's another example of that? Another of the smaller stores that don't have so much in them, TJ Maxx, that kind of store. So anyway, $460 billion done business and in the big box stores. This year, the online commerce will approach $300 billion.
Wow.
I can remember when it was $20 billion. I can remember when it was $2
billion.
I can remember when it was nothing.
I remember when I thought, there's no way I'll ever shop online. I want to touch and feel everything.
Right, exactly. So much for that. All right, so I thought you'd like to know that stat. Online versus Walmart. Online still loses to the Walmarts of the world. It's 11 minutes before the hour. I'd like you to try something called Genucel. Those of you who have, like Jennifer, worked until 2 o'clock in the morning, get bags, puffiness around your eyes, lines around your eyes. You want to look better for the new year? Get results the first time you use Genucel. All natural ingredients, incredible results. It's safe, it's quick, it's simple. Just get GenuCell by dialing 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. And put it on your face where there are wrinkles and puffing. Under your eyes, that's where it's going to go for the most part. This is a serum. It's not oily. It's not watery. It absorbs the water, however, that creates the puffiness and gets it out of your system. So from now on, you can forget how tired you look, at least. You may feel tired, but you'll look great. You don't have to hide your eyes behind glasses or put a lot of makeup on. Just call 800-543-9262 and get GenuCell. As a matter of fact, if you call now, you still get holiday shipping free. GenuCell, 800-543-9262.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer Horn and Doug here. Day after Christmas, it's the 27th. Yes, right? Today the 26th. Today's the 26th.
It's the 26th.
Right. Hello, hello, hello. Tech Talk time, starting with our daily report from Shelley Palmer. Shelley's going to talk with you about Amazon's delivery services and which cities it will begin to serve next year. That's up next year on Good Day.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor in every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get deals on first quality flooring for less than half of what you pay at other stores. Choose from over 300 styles of pre-finished hardwood, over 70 styles of bamboo, and over 80 styles of laminate from just 35 cents. And save even more on liquidation closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And pay no interest until January 2017. And don't miss these end of year deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
So much has changed since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. We weren't attached to our smartphones like today. Smartphones didn't exist. If you wanted to talk to someone, you just hollered out your back door. Hey, Darla, want to go steady? No chance? Okay, then. We had no privacy. But hey, with Geico, we always had good car insurance.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you live in Manhattan and need a candy bar but can't leave your office, Amazon can now deliver one within an hour. Amazon recently launched a same-day service in Manhattan called Prime Now, which delivers essential daily items to you super fast. Existing Prime members can place orders for stuff like shampoo, books, food, and more through the Amazon Prime Now app on Android and iOS, then use that same app to track delivery. Need your stuff in a hurry? It'll arrive within an hour for $7.99. If you can wait 2 hours for your order, Amazon will waive the delivery fee altogether. Prime Now is only available for Amazon Prime customers in select areas within Manhattan, but Amazon plans to bring the service to more cities in 2015. Want to know when Prime will make it to your city? Download the Prime Now app and Amazon will send you a notification when the service is available near you. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hi, welcome to Helzberg Diamonds.
Hi there. We'd like to look at engagement rings. Wait, is that the Geico Gecko?
Oh, hello. I'm just admiring this lovely diamond solitaire ring.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that was easy. Now, who thinks it's a good idea to save money on their car insurance?
I do.
I do.
Wow. I think we just had the wedding rehearsal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and off-site redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
All right, so you're going to be happy with this one, Jen.
Yes, Dougie.
The latest news from the world of automotive, and this is sort of, I guess, in the good idea, yes or no department, there are new ways to make sure your car is paid for. If you borrow money and you have bad credit, the new virtual repo man is beginning to be used. The creditors are requiring the borrowers with poor credit equip the cars with a device that allows the car to be remotely disabled if they aren't making their payments.
Oh.
Story in the New York Times.
Not a bummer.
Devices are being used in about 25% of all subprime loan deals. It's a GPS function that allows lenders to track a car's location and its movement. If repo becomes necessary, then they shut the car down wherever it is. So you can imagine the complaints are rampant on this. Drivers citing compromised safety, injury, the engines shut down in dangerous neighborhoods, the poor people who live in these places, debt collector is in the car, and they don't like it. Well, so pay the, if
right,
that's the case.
You want to pay your bill.
Pay.
But
yeah, pay
I
for
mean,
it.
What if you've got a kid or you've got to get to a hospital and your car won't start? I mean, that's terrible. Yeah.
Well, I think that's the kind of stuff that's going to come out of this. But according to the banks say that this technology has cut late payments by 75%. So
yeah, you think? Actually, maybe I'm for it. You know what?
I don't know. It's a,
come
it's
on.
It's kind of a curious thing, in a manner of speaking. Very curious thing. So that's one of the story. That's one of the things that people talk about technologically this year. That may, is it boon or bust time, I guess. Or boob or bust time. 59 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Friday program.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, darkness and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.